ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नाम श्रेष्ठं मनमपि शक्तिपुत्रमत्र स्वरूपं रूपं तस्याग्रजमुरुपुरीं माधुरीं गोष्ठवतीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवाशं प्राप्तो यस्य प्रथिता कृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयतःपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखा Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this material world, which is simply miserable, devotional service to Krishna is the only auspicious thing, hearing about Krishna. Sri Jayadeva Goswami speaks about his own glorification of Krishna in the 10 forms, Dashavatara. Sri Jayadeva Kaver Idam Uditam Udaram Shrinu Sukadam Shubhadam Bhavasaram Keshava Dhritta Dashavidha Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare. Glorifying the 10 prominent forms of the Lord, he says that yes, this composition of mind, this composition comes just at the beginning of Gita Govinda, which is the ultimate glorification of Krishna. So he says that by hearing this, even in this material world, which is simply full of birth and death, birth and death, birth and death, birth, becoming, non-becoming. When one becomes a human, then non-becomes. One is born and dies again and again. But in this material world where everything is inauspicious, it becomes auspicious and joyful by hearing about Krishna. So for this purpose, Srila Vyasadeva gave so much information about Krishna, and great devotees have continued to write so many books giving glorification of Krishna. There are so many ways to glorify Krishna. One prominent way to glorify him is by chanting his names. There are many names. He has unlimited names. One of his names is Sahasranama, which means that he has 1,000 names. But actually he has unlimited names, but he's glorified via Vishnu Sahasranama. Please don't take photos. Please don't take photos. Please turn off your cell phone and don't take photos. Yes. All names are complete in the name Krishna. Nevertheless, devotees also like to consider other names of Krishna just to get further devotional insights into how Krishna is Krishna, all attractive. What makes him Krishna? We can never fully understand. There's no question but of fully understanding Krishna. But by discussing his names, forms, qualities, pastimes, associates, his residences, among which prominent are Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwaraka, Puri. There are so many residences of Krishna. By discussing all of these things, then Shunu Sukhadam, Shubhadam, Bhavasaram. Even in this material world, we become very happy and become blessed. So this Vishnu Sahasranama is one prominent way of glorifying Vishnu. I've been going through, speaking on various names. Sometimes devotees ask me, well, why are you doing that? That doesn't sound like a very Gauriya Vaishnava practice. But our Gauriya Vedanta Acharya Srila Baladev Vidyabhushan, he commented on Vishnu Sahasranam. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur commented that in the whole Mahabharata there are two great jewels, which are the Bhagavad Gita and Vishnu Sahasranama. At one time in India, it was just considered normal or expected that at least every Brahmana would know Vishnu Sahasranama. Thus, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited one time the home of Srivast Thakur, he asked him, "Now you chant Vishnu Sahasranama." He was expected to know it. Nowadays, Brahmanas, they're not Brahmanas. And even we're giving Brahmin initiation, but no one can remember even half a shloka, mostly. So let them chant Hare Krishna. But we can discuss Vishnu Sahasranam, even if you can't. Actually, you can memorize it also. So Vishnu Sahasranam. I'm going through the name Naika Kamakrit, which means one who does not do one activity. The Mayavadis, the impersonalists, they think that God, the Supreme, is activity-less, nameless, formless, without any activities, without any qualities or pastimes, doesn't have anything, just bliss. How there can be bliss without any names, forms, qualities, pastimes? It's some imagination of theirs. But he is not one who does one work, but he does many activities. Eka means one. Aneka means not one, more than one. And it's used, at least in Bengali, to mean many. So Krishna has many activities. Many, many activities. But his karma is not material. Janma karma chame divyam, Krishna says. His activities are all spiritual. Therefore, the devotees, they derive great pleasure in discussing about Krishna's activities. Materialistic people, they take pleasure in speaking about materialistic people who they consider are great. But Krishna is much, far, far greater than the greatest person that we can imagine in the material world. Probably in Malaysia, people are glorifying people who I've never heard of because I haven't been to this country for, how long is it? 29 years. Was that I used to come here regularly. As you read out, I was here on and off throughout the 1980s, but I haven't been since 1989. I took sannyas and I renounced Malaysia also. I thought I'd go to a bigger preaching field. Who's the Prime Minister of Malaysia? I don't know. You probably all know. He's a great person in Malaysia. Well, that's a matter of opinion. I'm being polite. Yeah, the Prime Minister is a great person. There's no, you may not like him, but he has a great position. He has a great position, no doubt. So you probably all know what his name is. I don't know that Mahathir was there for many years. When I was here, he was there. And, but he's old, must be now. He's 90 years old, still living. So different people rate other people as very great. If we go to India, in North India especially, everyone knows the name of Amitabh Bachchan. Have you all heard of him?
Yes.
Even here they heard of him. But if you go to Shanghai and say Amitabh Bachchan ki jai, they won't have any idea who you're talking. And even if you explain he's an Indian film star, they won't be in the slightest bit interested. So the petty people of this material world, they consider some people to be great. And then they forget them. But Krishna is always glorified. He's Trikala Satya. He's glorified by the demigods, who themselves are glorified as Trikala Satya. He's great in, and he's glorified in all phases of time because he's eternal. And glorified by the great personalities, young Brahma, Varunendra, Rudra, Maruta, Stundanti, Divyai, Stavaya, all the greatest persons who are glorified in this material world, namely the demigods, they glorify Krishna. So it's not just that Krishna's not someone who got a big position, just like you're saying the Prime Minister, he's not really very great. Well, that's also true from one perspective, because he's just like you and me, he's probably around the same age as you, I would guess. Somehow or other, he's the Prime Minister and you're not. But otherwise, in many ways, he went to school and college and did a job and somehow got up there. In many ways, he's just an ordinary person. He has the same desires, ambitions, has a family, this and that. But somehow he got that position for some time. So he's great because of the position, but it won't last. But Krishna's not great because he got some position. That is, his position is him. He didn't attain a position. He's always supreme. And anyone who attains a big position in this world, they just reflect a tiny, tiny, tiny little bit of the greatness of Krishna. Any greatness we see is a reflection of the greatness of Krishna. So Krishna, he's great. Why is someone considered great in this world? Well, because they have to do something to be considered great. Even to be the Prime Minister, you may say he's an ordinary person, but having got the post, he just can't sit and say, now I'm the Prime Minister, everyone glorify me. But he has to do some work. And he has to be fit for the post. He has to be at least able to function as a Prime Minister. It means he has so many things. Apart from his ceremonial function, he has to make serious decisions which affect so many people. So he's glorified because he is, at least at some level, fit for that post. Could we turn this fan off, please? I'm getting a little sore throat. Generally, people, they don't like the politicians very much. But it's not everybody can do the job. If we take the average person on the street and make them the Prime Minister, they wouldn't be able to do it. It requires some ability. So who else is great? Sports stars are great. Some famous football player, he's considered great because he has some ability to kick a ball in a way that others can't. Well, football's more than just kicking a ball haphazardly. So those who are expert at dribbling and passing and tackling and scoring goals. Yeah, I know a little bit about football. I was raised in football culture. Still remember all those things. So they're considered great. So Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. How do we know? Well, he's great because of, there are many reasons. He's great because of his beauty, because of his love, because of his kindness. But this is all manifested in his various activities, which is called Krishna's Leela. So Krishna, he does things. In this world, if we do things, we get bound in this world. That's why Arjuna, he wanted to stop acting. But Krishna told him that, Nahi kaschik kshanamapi jatu tishchatya karma krit. You can't be non-active even for a moment. Everyone is active. So Krishna is active also. Arjuna wanted to stop acting because he thought that every reaction leads to a reaction. It will bind me in this world. But work for Krishna liberates one from this world. This is the teaching of the Bhagavad Gita. Working for Krishna. Ma manusmara yuddhya cha. Think of me and fight. Maya pita mano buddhir. Offering our mind and our intelligence to Krishna. So Krishna, his activities, they're not of this world, they're divine. Simply by remembering them, we become freed from material bondage. So Krishna, he has many activities. In fact, any activity that anyone does, they can only do it because of Krishna. He provides the facility to do so in the form of the material world, in the form of the body that we have, in the form of giving us the intelligence to perform various activities, in the matter of inspiring us to act in various ways to try to fill certain desires. So Krishna is the basis of everything. From Vishnu Sahasranama, we should learn that the Supreme is not impersonal. Most important lesson. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has unlimited activities. But whereas our activities in this material world, they cause our bondage within it, and therefore they are inauspicious. Therefore Arjuna wanted to be free from activities. But Krishna's activities, they're all auspicious. Everything Krishna does is auspicious. And by hearing about Krishna, we become purified. And our activities also become purified if we do them in the service of Krishna. So I'd mentioned that Baladev Vidyabhushan is the Gauriya Vaishnava commentator on Vishnu Sahasranama. Mostly all the commentators, they'll just give short analyses of the meanings of each name, based on Shastra, of course, not based on their imagination. And then we'll find that different people, great devotees and scholars, they taking these commentaries, they will elaborate and explain them more and more. So there are different, even today that tradition is going on, that different people, they will comment on the names. And of course, not in one sitting. It's not that in one sitting you'll go through, in one sitting you can chant all the names, but to explain them all, even a little elaborately, will take much time. So this Naika Karma Krit, that's name 473, something like that. So, in explaining these names, I've given at least 300 lectures to go through them all. I don't know exactly. 250 names were published in one CD. And it can go on unlimitedly. That should go on. We should have discussion about Krishna. Briefly, Baladev Vidyabhushan, he gives the meaning that Naika Karmakrit, he enjoys various wonderful transcendental pastimes, not just one pastime. Some devotees, they emphasize always on Rasa Leela. But Krishna has many, many pastimes, wonderful transcendental pastimes to accommodate the varieties of spiritual love of different devotees. Love is what Krishna is all about. But there are varieties of love. Loving in different ways. Even an ordinary person in this world, they love their wife differently to the way they love their children. It's one loves one's parents, one's children, one's wife, but it's different kinds of love. So Krishna similarly has different kinds of love, and there are different kinds of people also. So some kinds of people are attracted to love certain kinds of persons. That's why in astrology they fix up, they'll see that is this boy fit for this girl? Are they compatible personalities? Because different kinds, one kind of person will love, they'll love another kind of person, and they're all different kinds of personalities. Someone may be attracted to someone who's very bold and brave, and someone may be very attracted to someone who's very calm and peaceful. So Krishna takes various forms, as Krishna is his original form. And even Krishna manifests himself differently in Vrindavan and Mathura and Dwaraka, he manifests himself differently. Then he manifests himself also as Rama, as Vamana, as Parashuram, as Nrisimha, as Vaikunthanath, Narayana. He manifests himself in different ways. And even as Krishna, he has manifest various kinds of personalities. Dhiradatta, Dhirashanta, Dhiralalita, Dhiranayaka, there are different kinds of personalities which may seem to be contradictory, but everything is perfect and full in Krishna. And different people are attracted to different manifestations of Krishna. Some are attracted to serving him as Dwarakadhish. Some are attracted to serve him as Vrajarajananda. So Krishna in Dwaraka, Krishna in Mathura, in Vrindavan. So Krishna, he manifests himself in various forms and performs all different kinds of wonderful activities and this way satisfies various devotees in various kinds of loving exchanges. And devotees, it's not just that, oh, look at Krishna, he's very beautiful, very nice, very sweet, but he performs all kinds of amazing pastimes. Now, we may say, well, not all his pastimes are amazing. Stealing butter, that's not amazing. Anyone can, any child can go and steal butter. That's true. But the amazing thing about Krishna stealing butter is that he's the supreme lord of all the worlds, nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam eko bahabe yo vidatati kama. He's the one living being among all the living beings who supplies the necessities of everyone, and he steals butter. For him to steal butter is amazing, because there's no question of him needing it at all, because he gives. How much butter do you want? How many tons of butter do you want? Krishna can give as much as you want and far more than you can eat in your whole life. He's giving everything to everyone, but that he steals shows his love for his devotees. That they become very pleased when Krishna behaves in a naughty way with them. They don't think he's God, but he is. So it's most amazing. his activities of stealing butter. There's so many other activities. In fact, Krishna, when he's living in Dwaraka, the Yadu, members of the Yadu dynasty, they sometimes think, well, we wish Krishna wouldn't perform so many activities because he's always going off here and there. He often goes off to Hastinapur, Indraprastha, he goes here and there because he has so many devotees, so he goes to different places, to Mithila, sometimes to Mithila, sometimes to Kashi, Varanasi, sometimes he went to the place of Kundinapur in Vidarbha. So he goes to so many places and performs many activities. But then the devotees, they glorify him more and more. Oh, did you hear? Krishna, he went off. He came back. What did he do this time? Oh, he cut off all the arms of Banasura. Oh, and they glorify him more and more. And devotees up to the present day glorify his glorious activities. But they're all, it's not just for show off or something. Showing his power, yeah, that's part of being God, isn't it? To be all powerful. But if someone is very powerful, it doesn't necessarily mean that you love them. Actually, if someone's powerful, usually you fear them. Just like if you meet the Prime Minister or this Mahathir, I know his name, but many people, they respected him, but I don't have anything to say against him in particular. You know, I'm not making a political statement here, I'm just using it as an example. But I don't think many people loved him. He was very powerful, and people in Malaysia respected, and they may have been afraid of him. But sometimes people love politicians also. They think that. Not nowadays. I think in the past maybe. People used to think that the leaders of countries, they actually loved the people. But nowadays no one thinks that any politician loves the people. It used to be like that. They used to expect that the leader loves us. It's like a father to child relationship. But nowadays no one has any faith in politicians. They are actually considering our real best interests. So power, in the history of the Western world, there is Napoleon, very powerful. But he was clearly ambitious for his own sake. He became very powerful. Krishna is very powerful, but that power he exhibits shows, well, it has many functions, that he by exhibiting his power, he smashes the demons, so that's required. But it also creates a sense of wonder in his devotee. Oh, our Krishna, oh, he did something. They're always expecting, what wonderful thing will he do next? All his life, since he was on the lap of his mother, he's performing wonderful activities. What will he do next? They don't expect him just to... Of course, Narad Muni, he also saw Krishna in his different palaces behaving like an ordinary householder. In one household, he was arranging the marriages of his sons and daughters. In one household, he was performing ritualistic activities, Vedic activities. In one household, he was playing with his children. So he behaves like an ordinary householder, but the devotees, they don't expect him just to go day after day just performing ordinary activities. Of course, the very fact that he was in 16,108 palaces and performing different activities in all of them, even though they were ordinary activities, it was extraordinary that he was doing so differently in each palace. So that's extraordinary. But they expect him always, what's the next wonderful thing he's going to do? Because throughout his whole life, he was performing, when we say his whole life, of course, he's That's just standard terminology. Krishna's pastimes is the better way to say. It's not that Krishna's born and dies like an ordinary person. It was just like when Srila Prabhupada was here, we were always waiting for news, because those days we didn't have all this internet and so many things. And news about what Prabhupada had said and things that he did, that would reach, there was no system for disseminating that. So I was in England, and then someone might come from India and they may have seen Prabhupada there, and they, what's he doing? And then we'd hear something, something he said, something he translated that we'd never heard before. What are his latest plans? How he smashed some rascal, chastised him. So many things. Prabhupada is always performing so many wonderful activities. So we can just imagine how wonderful is Krishna if his representative performs so many wonderful activities on Krishna's behalf. So Krishna, to think that he's impersonal, it's so bizarre and so envious when he's performing so many wonderful activities. And it's so much cheating ourselves when we could be relishing the wonderful activities of Krishna, and instead we're thinking, all is one. I am one. Or misunderstanding God to be some impersonal, or some person who sits on a cloud and punishes people. Without knowing Krishna, we're really depriving ourselves, cheating ourselves. But Krishna comes to this world and performs wonderful activities just so that others in future also can hear about them and be attracted to them. And then being attracted to Krishna, then they also want to go to Krishna. Shrinvanti gayanti grinanti abhikshnasa smaranti nandanti devehitam janaha ta eva pashantya chirena tavakam bhava prabaho paramang padam bhujam. Kunti Devi praises Krishna that by hearing about, by constantly hearing about and glorifying your activity, she's praying to Krishna, and accepting them within their heart, remembering them, then even persons who, even persons who take pleasure in others doing so, those who become happy by hearing about, glorifying and remembering Krishna, then very soon they can have direct darshan of Krishna. And then by that they can cross over this material world by remembering the lotus feet of Krishna. So Krishna comes to this world and performs activities. Otherwise, if we don't know about Krishna, then we have a very truncated idea of God. We just think, God, that's the one who punishes people and throws them in hell, right? That's what he does. And some of them, they go to heaven. And they don't know anything. He creates the world, he destroys it, and some people he takes to heaven, some he sends to hell. And that's all. They don't know anything about it. But Krishna performs so many activities just so that we can see that he is performing activities in relationship with his devotees, giving pleasure to his devotees. And we can join those activities also. Krishna performs activities and saves us from the one thing, he saves us from the bizarre idea that we are God or we are supreme. Our petty little activities, they're nothing in comparison to Krishna's activities. And to save us from the idea that the Absolute is impersonal, But to understand all how Krishna's activities are transcendental, we have to hear with faith. Who will believe? Krishna, young boy, picked up Govardhan Hill and held it for 7 days. Who will believe that? Who will believe that Krishna cut off the arms of Banasura? It requires some faith. That is required. Otherwise, we're just stuck in this miserable material world without hearing about and knowing about Krishna's wonderful activities. And we simply have to suffer in this material world because we don't recognize that the Supreme is the Supreme Person. He is the one who performs different activities in different ways, in different worlds, in different planets, in different yugas, in different days of Brahma. He has so many different kinds of avatars. They all perform different activities. He is avatari, Krishna is avatari. Then there's also his yuga avatar, lila avatar, manvantara avatar, guna avatar. Just now I initiated one devotee, just now, with the name guna avatar. And shaktyavesh avatar. And he performs various activities. His activities are unlimited, and each of his activities, they have various effects. People who have very little knowledge of God, they think that all he does is create this world. But what is this world? It's the prison. The greatest glory of God is not that he creates this world, but that he has his own spiritual world. This world is sustained. This world is full of activity. So that activity is all sustained by him. And it's ultimately destroyed. He creates, he maintains, sustains, and ultimately it's he who destroys it. It's he who grants liberation from this world by remembering his activities. So he is multifunctional. We've heard that term, that multitasking. When you do different activities all at the same time. But Krishna's doing so many activities, we can't even imagine them. What to speak of performing them. Therefore, he is the Supreme Lord. And he's expert in everything he does. We may do multitasking, but we don't do any task very well. Or we may, generally, if you want to do something very well, you should concentrate on one thing. But even if we do one thing, we may not do it very well. But everything, Krishna does everything. An expert in all regards. Just like for instance, you can get the best water from the top of a tree. And who put the water in the coconut? That's Krishna's design. It's very cooling, and then it also, what do they say, has all these electrolytes and this and that. Very nourishing, very tasty. Who could have imagined? And now you have to buy water in some plastic bottle. Better, if you're going to buy any water, you can buy the coconut water. Better, more healthy. That's just one example. There are millions of examples. Millions, trillions, zillions. If we can see Krishna's activity in everything, that is the standard of devotional service. Yo mam pashyati sarvatra savang cha mai pashyati. What's the next line? Sasyaham na pranashyami sachame na pranashyati. Yeah, Krishna also says, I was getting up mixed up with the other one. Tasyaham sulabha partha. There's another tasyaham on the third line and another verse. So Krishna says, one who sees me everywhere and everything in me, I'm never lost to him and he is never lost to me. So everything is going on because of Krishna's activities. He's not impersonal. We should never think that he's impersonal. He's the supreme personality of Godhead. And by studying this Vishnu Sahasranam and by studying Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, we can realize more and more and more what it means that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead and I am his eternal servant. To realize that is self-realization, that is the perfection. Hare Krishna. I'll finish there for now, unless anyone has any question about this. Oh yeah, you can put that. Okay. Jai, Hare Krishna. Yeah, just a dot is required. It's not like that. No questions? All right, we'll leave it there then. It's a bit late for everyone. Do you have the mic there? Preferably should be related to the class, otherwise questions could... And then there's no end to it. Or... There's no alternative mic? Okay. Okay, then say, keep it short then, because I have to repeat it. So what's the question, that no one knew Krishna about Krishna before he appeared in Dwarpa Yuga? No, that's not true. Krishna was also worshipped before he came. For instance, we see that Prahlad, who appeared long before Krishna, he says, Matena Krishne Paratasvato Va. He's mentioning Krishna. So it wasn't that Krishna was unknown. Krishna is mentioned in the Gopala Tapani Upanishad, in the Vedas, that was there before Krishna appeared. So it wasn't that Krishna was unknown before he appeared. So there's your answer.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, you can announce the books. All right, well, thank you all for coming. I know it's midweek, it's a bit tough because you have to go to late night and you have to go to work the next day. Kids have to go to school. So we'll cut it. It's already gone a bit late. We'll stop here. But just we'll have a quick announcement about the books.